She blinked rapidly, banishing tears.
And do you love him so little you would have him condemned to a lifetime of loneliness? All in the name of some prophecy not a one of your precious Jedi Council can say for certain is true?
Again, Obi-Wan stood, and this time he walked away.
If I did not love him, he said, his voice unsteady, his back turned, I would not be here now.
She leapt to her feet.
Then I think you and I define love very differently. I will never do anything to hurt Anakin. Can you say the same, Obi-Wan?
He swung around, his eyes blazing.
That's a stupid, childish thing to say.
Obi-Wan, I am worried for him. Can't you understand that?
He took a deep breath, let it out hard, regaining his composure.
Padme, you're wrong if you think I don't realize what I'm asking. I do. The life of a Jedi is lonely. It demands of us the greatest sacrifices. The placing of our needs last and those of strangers first. But how much suffering would there be if the Jedi abandoned their duty?
Is that what you want? Is that what you think Anakin wants?
He wants to serve the Jedi, she thought. And he wants to love and be loved. I refuse to accept he must be forced to choose.
I have no authority over you, Obi-Wan continued. I'm perfectly aware of that. But I would ask you, beg you, to do this one thing. Leave Coruscant. Return to Naboo. Give Anakin the time he needs to recover from his injury. And realize what you and I already know. That going your separate ways is the only possible remedy for this unfortunate situation.
She blinked back, stinging tears, as she thought,
You say you understand, Obi-Wan, but you don't. In every way that counts, you don't know Anakin at all. But I do. I know him. I have seen his true heart. All of it. My love can save him.
But she couldn't tell Obi-Wan that. He'd never believe it. And he would never turn a blind eye now that he knew she and Anakin loved each other. So she had to make him think he'd convinced her to abandon Anakin. The need for such a deception grieved her. She liked Obi-Wan very much, and she knew he did love Anakin in the pallid, self-contained way of the Jedi. But Anakin's love was like the heat of a supernova. In attempting to control it, the Jedi would destroy him.
I will die before I let that happen, she thought.
She lifted her gaze to his.
Do you truly believe my love can only harm him?
Yes, Padme, he said, and had to clear his throat. I do.
It wasn't hard to let the tears rise again. The simple sincerity in his voice hurt her, and she hadn't been expecting that.
I see.
I am sorry, he said, sounding helpless. I wish things could be different. I truly do. But you must understand. No good can come of this relationship for either of you.
Perhaps you're right, she whispered with just enough reluctance.
I am.
She stifled a sob.
I don't want to hurt him.
I know, Padme, but better a small cruelty now than a crushing devastation later.
Now she let the tears flow without restraint.
He'll never forgive me.
Obi-Wan took a step closer. Perhaps not, he said, his voice unsteady.
But could you forgive yourself if loving you destroyed him?
No, I'd die,
she said simply, and spoke the utter truth. Then you know what to do.
Yes,
she whispered, still weeping.
I'll leave Coruscant, spend some time with my family, and perhaps I won't return. To be honest, I'm not certain I can make a difference anymore. I lost the battle against the formation of the army, and now I fear the voices of peace have been drowned out entirely. I do need some time to decide what I'll do next.
Surprising her, Obi-Wan took her hand. His fingers were cold. You're wrong. The Senate will need you now more than ever. Gently, she pulled free.
Maybe. Obi-Wan, I should be the one to make the break with Anakin. If it comes from you, he'll be angry, resentful. And I don't want there to be trouble between you.
Besides, if it comes from you, he might not believe it, and then I'll just have to tell him anyway. He smoothed his beard, thinking. All right. Let him escort me home to Naboo. Saying goodbye is going to be difficult. I'd like our parting to be private. Please, Obi-Wan, she added, seeing his reluctance. You owe me that much. He sighed. I can make no promises, but I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Padme, he shook his head. You're doing the right thing. The only thing that can keep him safe. Anakin will need all his strength, his focus, for what is to come. You don't see it now, but you will in time. He left her then. Welcoming the solitude, she stood on her apartment's veranda and stared across the Coruscant cityscape to the distant, imposing Jedi Temple where Anakin lay cradled in his healing trance.
Have no fear, my love. I won't let them come between us, she thought. And if we stand together, not even the Force will tear us apart.